This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about shopping.
Right. And do you plan to go back to shopping malls when you're fully vaccinated? The poll on Twitter right now is yes, only for essentials at 43.4%. Not until cases drop at 27.6%. Yes, for leisure at 17.4%. And no, I'll just shop online. So I was just saying that, you know, more than 50% are willing to go back to the malls.
Right. Over on Instagram, 63% say yes. And yeah, so, right, you know, still the majority there who are waiting to go back to the malls.
So we've got a message here from Kim. Says, I've never been a fan of shopping malls with the crowds and parking problems, but shopping malls are the place we hang out with friends. And the great places to create distractions for families. I spend too much time at one space. So I miss going to cafes, makan at movies with my friends, and we can do all that in one location. So yes, I want to go back to shopping malls, but the SOPs have to be clearly communicated throughout merchants and malls as well as consumers ourselves.
Right. Now, we are talking about this today because a scary article came out last week, which claimed that more shopping malls around the country could permanently close down by the end of this year amid the ongoing drought in business caused by, you know, the prolonged lockdown here.
Yeah, so according to Malaysian Shopping Malls Association, PPK, its latest survey showed that the majority of malls are only between 10 and 20% of tenants still operating within their premises. As of December 2020, nearly 60% of malls saw 10% of tenants closing permanently. But by December 2021, 66% of malls expecting 10 to 30% of the tenants to vacate. Footfall at these malls has decreased to less than 10% to 40%, obviously, of pre-pandemic levels, indicating footfall had dropped dramatically, ranging from 60 to 90%. And this drop was seen relatively consistent across various shopping malls. The survey was done from data taken from 94 malls across Malaysia, with the majority, 63%, located in Klang Valley and suburban areas, and included a fair representation of neighbourhood malls, mid-market malls, and upper-mid malls. And a large proportion of participating malls sampled had a net lettable area of less than 1 million square feet.
Yeah, so for the sake of clarity, the nationwide emergency proclamation that happened in January this year saw a lockdown on retail operations in malls, you know, with the exception of your essential services, your supermarkets, pharmacies, F&B outlets, and more recently, stationery, electronic, computer and service shops. The emergency only ended recently on August 1st, but the government has yet to allow the retail sector at large to reopen. We have certain several segments that are now allowed to open, you know, clothing, accessories, jewelry, you know, 11 specific economic sectors, retail economic sectors have been allowed to reopen, but not everything is allowed to reopen just yet.
Right. So, you know, so the PPK said many retail stores have also seen a drastic drop in sales during this period, which is attributed to decreased consumer spending power, as such tenants struggling to pay their rent to the malls, adding to a domino effect in the economy. The PKK said most malls have been offering retail rental rebates to their tenants who are taking the brunt from the pandemic implementation MCO and National Recovery Plan, NRP, with 40% of them offering between 30 to 50% of rebates. 30% of malls are unable to collect rental from more than 70% of their tenants, obviously. And he highlighted that 14% of malls have already laid off their employees, keeping only between 10 and 20% of their workforce.
Yeah. Now, the PPK said this number will decrease if, you know, the lockdown is prolonged. And this is what they said this in a statement. To assist in cash flow, 14% of the malls have already laid off their employees. The majority have already reduced headcount by 10 to 20%. And the percentage of cuts could grow if the current business closures were to persist any longer.
I think the cuts were on top of the cuts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's skeletal. Basically.
Yes, yes, it is. Now, we're going to take a another quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we will have clips from this morning. The morning run, of course, featured Tan Sri Teo Chiang Kok. He is the president of the Malaysian Shopping Malls Association. And he spoke to them about what changes we're expect to see now that retail outlets are allowed to open again, you know, for those who are fully vaccinated. And he'll also comment about what the recent relaxation, how will that affect the stats that they were projecting for the rest of the year, right? We'll have that and more. But in the meantime, you have about 20 minutes or so to get in touch with us and tell us if you are planning to go back to shopping malls when you're fully vaccinated. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, here's Van Halen with Jump. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
And we're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
do you plan to go back to shopping malls when you're fully vaccinated? The poll is still happening. We'll get to the results at the end of this bit.
Yes. Now, we are talking about this, of course, because just last week, the Malaysian Shopping Malls Association, or PPK, warned of more malls across the nation facing closure by year end amid the ongoing drought in business and, of course, caused by the prolonged lockdown this year. But with some retail segments being allowed to reopen this week, does this offer mall operators and their retail tenants a lifeline? Our colleagues in the Morning Run spoke to Tan Sri Teo Chiang Kok, who's the president of the Malaysian Shopping Malls Association, this morning, about what changes we're expected to see now that retail outlets are allowed to open again, you know, for those who are fully vaccinated. And here he is commenting on the recent relaxations that took effect on Monday, the 16th of August.
Well, I think on behalf of the retail industry and shopping mall, we are thankful that the government adopted a strategy for endemic era where we have to learn to live with the virus safely. Focusing on the individual vaccination status is the right way to go. This is only the third day, but we are very, very enthusiastic because we can see that the foot traffic is building up already from almost zero to about 20%. This is the response from our people on the ground. Again, this is only the third day. We are very enthusiastic because some 60% of those shops that are allowed to open, these additional shops that are allowed to open, 60% have already opened. Many are gearing to open now. They need some preparatory time, cleaning up the shops, getting back their workers, their staff to mend the operation. We believe that by this weekend, most of them have indicated they will rush to open before the weekend. It is a bit premature. It's too early to actually know how many has closed down for good. After this weekend, we think we have a better feel for that. At the moment, most of the shops are being protected by the COVID Act, where the landlord cannot evict them. So a lot of shops can now operate technically rent-free in that sense, from cash flow point of view. They may continue to open and try and revive. If the COVID Act protection is removed, that is a real test when they will close permanently. The other thing is the retailers would have to make a judgment whether their recovery can be fast enough and whether it's sustainable recovery. Otherwise, they may just make a decision to try and preserve whatever financial resources they may still have instead of betting their final resources to try and revive their business. So it all depends. It's a judgment call after that.
Right. You know, in the interview this morning, Tan Sri Teo also added that malls have been instituting strict SOPs and ensuring its compliance, you know, such as only allowing customers whose MySejahtera status are at low risk. As for the additional businesses that have been allowed to reopen, they must show their fully vaccinated certificate.
He also said malls should not allow only fully vaccinated individuals to enter their premises, as it would not be practical given that there are still essential services such as food, groceries, and pharmacies that everyone should have access to, right? He added that should the staff in the mall be listed as close contact in their MySejahtera, they would immediately be asked to take a COVID-19 test and self-quarantine for 14 days before resuming business.
Yeah, so Tan Sri Teo also spoke about how the best way forward right now is to ensure that everyone is vaccinated and how many mall managements have actually offered to become PPVs and to sponsor the vaccines, right? Here he is speaking about what kind of assistance he believes is essential to help the retail industry recover moving forward.
Well, landlords have been giving out rental rebates since the beginning of the pandemic. at different rates depending on what business or what type of business you are, whether you're allowed to open or whether you are intermittently allowed to open or you are not allowed to open at all. So the amount of assistance is tailored to that situation. A lot of landlords have even given no base rent. It's only collecting turnover rent. Mm. And as you know, when the shop is not open, the turnover is zero. So you get zero turnover rent. So that is the impact of it. Any assistance from the government to help us preserve cash flow and manage our cash flow better would be our prayers for the budget to help us.
Right.
For instance, we are thankful that the government has given us a tax relief for some rental rebates. But even the tax relief, for every $100 that the landlord gives as a discount to rent, the tax relief is only 24 ringgit. But now the situation is most of us are not looking at a taxable profit position. We will be probably coming in a loss position. Therefore, the tax relief is not real. It is only a book entry for better days. It does not help us relieve us of our cash flow stress. So anything that helps us to save on cash flow will be the way to go for our proposals for the budget. One of them is that the government could give direct grants to landlords to pay rentals on behalf of the tenants. The other thing that will really help our cash flow is to suspend and waive all the statutory payments from assessment to quit rent, all the licensing for the year, statutory contributions like HRDF, employment insurance scheme, and SOXO. All these are drained on the cash flow, and if we waive this or suspend this for the time being, it will help preserve our cash flow.
Right. That was Tan Sri Teo Chiang Kok, president of the Malaysian Shopping Malls Association, on the Morning Run this morning. Now, if you'd like to catch up on the full conversation, you can go look for the podcast titled Early Days Yet for Malls on our website. That's bfm.my or the BFM app.
Mm. So looking at this, we'll like you were saying that, like, you know, this weekend will be kind of a gauge.
We'll kind of know how many outlets, how many tenants have, like, you know, fully opened and all that. Because right. They're taking time to adjust to the announcement. And of course, you know, their employees as well need to be vaccinated. There are so many different criteria, right? Mm. And so there's just that. We'll know by this weekend how many have, like, closed for sure. But we won't really know how what the closure rate is like until, you know, it remems to be seen.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, this is something I always say, you know, I think we've got a lot of malls here in the country, right? So maybe...
But we also have a weekend mall culture, Frida.
I know. But there are, I think, enough malls to go around for everybody. And I was just saying that, like, there was an interview I did a while back. I can't remember the company right now. But, you know, one of the things that he was actually suggesting is, like, you know, all these properties that are vacant could be turned into vertical farms.
That is a really...
Right?
And, wow, that's an interesting idea.
Right? And then if you think about it, then if you can have these vertical farms, and I'm just doing a bit of design thinking, you can have vertical farms, then you're not so dependent on stuff from Cameron as well, which also helps with the carbon footprint. And so you can supply for the area. And if we have an overabundant supply, then we can look at exporting, which is what Netherlands is doing.
Right.
For a little, small, little country, they're actually, I think, the second largest exporter of, agriculture.
Very interesting idea there. All right. We are asking you on the show today if you plan to go back to shopping malls when you're fully vaccinated. Let's wrap up the poll.
Right. The final results on Twitter, yes only for essentials at 43%. Yes for leisure at 17.6%. Not until cases drop at 28%. And no, I'll just shop online 11.4%.
Over on Instagram, 59% say yes, they will go back to malls when they're fully vaccinated. 41% say no. Thank you so much for participating in our poll and sending us your messages. We just wrapped up with that story about how more shopping malls are facing permanent closure and how, you know, maybe this recent relaxation of restrictions might give them a bit of a lifeline. But of course, early on, we also did a story about how we need better communicators. We need better communication moving forward. We spoke to Justin Ten, Managing Director from from Lumos Hill and Knowlton Strategies about the effectiveness of the communication of the outgoing administration and what we should be looking for with the incoming administration.
Right. We need better strategies.
Yeah, that too. If you missed on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. But till then, taking us out of the show today, here's Chuck Berry with Johnny B. Good. Everyone, be good. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.